Here it is Monday. Isn't that wonderful?
Come on.
I'm telling you, the resurrection didn't happen last night, but it could be before dark tonight. Whoa, Jesus is coming, I'm telling you now. And we need to be aware of it all the time and sing songs about it and just have a good time. And Father, we thank you again this week.
Yeah.
The wonders of faith in action and the things that you've taught us over the years. And the wonderful, marvelous things. And the more we learn, the more we find out how much we don't know. Mm. And we're hungry.
Yes.
I'm the hungriest man on this planet for the Word of God and insight and ideas and concepts.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
And today we give you all the praise and the honor and the glory.
Amen.
For all of the words spoken in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And let's welcome again this week Andre and Jenny. Rapert.
Yes, sir.
All right. I practiced on the way home. And the reason this is sitting on my desk here this morning is they gave this to me. And this is their logo. And I have it in my closet. I have a walk-in closet there. And my suits are over here and sports shirts and stuff. But right here, there's a chest of drawers right there. And faith looks me right in the face. I can't walk in that closet without seeing faith with that blood red star right over the top of it. Now you finish it and tell where that came from.
Hallelujah. Well, what a great honor to be with you again this week. And faith. Is
now.
Yes. And really, when the Lord spoke to us about building the Faith Dome, about establishing the Faith Church, establishing the Faith TV network all over the continent of Africa, we knew that the job God had for us and the purpose that He had for us, Brother Kenneth, was not in our strength. We could not do it. And I want you to realize that that's the difference between where you walk and where faith kicks in. Because you walk in the natural, but what God's purpose and plan for your life is and the vision for your life is always something bigger than where you are right there. There's always a greater call. There's always a greater purpose. There's always a greater reason.
God is never finished.
Never finished.
No.
And He's always stretching us. He's always, you know, we were joking the other day. We've been in ministry 32 years now, and we were joking the other day. We say, does it ever stop?
Nope.
Never.
And we came to realize it never stops.
Amen.
The walk of faith never stops. If you think it's ever going to get easy, all right, if you think it's ever going to get okay not to be in faith, you're missing it, all right? The walk of faith is a continuous journey. When you give your heart to Jesus, you move into another level.
Yeah.
You operate in faith and you watch faith produce in every area.
Amen.
That's the joy. That's the pleasure of faith, is watching faith work on your behalf. And that's what the name God gave us. And that's where the logo came from, the goodness of God in every area of our lives.
And these come in all sizes. But this is one in my closet.
Yeah.
And I just brought it this morning to let you see it and realize what it means to me to have that.
Yeah.
And Andre, I had this came up in my spirit in the night last night. Mm. And I haven't been, I mentioned it to you this morning about the beginning God.
Mm. Right.
And people don't research. Notice this in your mind. A, ask.
Right.
Seek. And what? Knock. Mm. A, S-K.
Right.
The seek can be translated research.
Right. Mm.
The BLB. Mm. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth.
Come on.
Well, so what? Mm. Well, I'll tell you what, so what? In the beginning, God.
Come on.
Elohim, plural, rulers, judges, divine ones, right. Angels, gods, plural, intensive, singular meaning. God, God is God-like work or special possessions of God, the true God. Mm-hmm. Elohim.
Yeah.
In the beginning, God created the heaven. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said.
Right. Come on. Come on.
The Spirit was moving.
Come on. Come on.
All three of them were there. Mm-hmm. El, God, Elohim, plural. Mm. If you just read God, you've missed a major thing. Mm. Huge.
That's right.
Then you go to the book of Hebrews and you find out he did it by faith.
Amen.
Right. Right. Come on. Amen. Come on.
That right there. I mean, those two things.
Praise God.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus. He did it. Oh, and listen to this. Here's another thing. And then I want you to just take it up and talk on what you were talking to me about this morning.
Yeah.
But this was just so strong within me. In the beginning, Elohim created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. Mm. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. It had been flooded already. Mm. This was the first flood. Noah was the second one. And we can go to the book of Isaiah and so forth and see it. Mm. We can prove it.
Yeah.
But nobody even talks about that. But we need to. Because he did it by faith.
Amen.
Oh, what about the millions and millions of years? Didn't he do it in 7 days? The fossil record does not lie. Mm-hmm. They're there. There are eons of time. The heavens prove it between those two verses.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So there's no need for us to debate whether it was done in 6 days or not. It was most definitely redone in 6 days, and he rested on the seventh.
Amen.
It was done. So now we know why he's the only one that knows when our star is going to shut down. He created it. Mm-hmm. He put it there. He knows the second that he turned it on.
Yes.
And that's his business.
Amen.
And anybody else tells you any different, you refer them to Jesus. That's in his prerogative.
Yeah. Praise God.
But to show the goodness and the awesomeness of our God.
Yeah.
At the speed of light, I was doing morning services in a synagogue. We didn't have a place for the morning services in this meeting. And the rabbi came in and showing me in there, and he said, "Now, Brother Copeland, this is my office and my study." He said, "Just help yourself." And I found in one of his translations in one of his books, "And God said, light be, and light was." Mm-hmm. And Young's Analytical comes that close.
Come on.
So, go.
The walk of faith is something that you have to be in a place of never quitting.
Yes.
You know, Jen, we were talking, and maybe let's talk about that a little bit. You know, great faith, Right. Little faith. And it's very interesting, this different measures of faith, right. Because I want to tie this
Jesus
in with something.
Jesus used those phrases.
He did?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or is your faith, oh, ye of little faith.
Yeah.
Right.
And no faith, yeah. Marveled at their unbelief.
Right. Yeah. Go ahead. Right. Yeah. But there's something very interesting, isn't
there? You know what I love about the word is it just keeps on confirming itself all the time. And when Jesus spoke about faith...
Now, say that again, Jenny.
I said that the word keeps on confirming itself again,
yes, it
and again and
yeah.
again.
Yeah.
If it doesn't, you're on the wrong page.
Exactly.
Come on. Or in the wrong book.
Yeah. Those promises are there. Peter called them the exceeding great and precious promises.
Right.
And that's what
right.
they're for.
Amen.
Right.
Praise
Go
God.
Ahead.
So when Jesus spoke about faith, which is so encouraging because we know that's we have no option. That's how we live. The just shall live
yes.
by faith. So we kind of really need to understand everything we can about faith so we can live it because it's the only way we please him. And he would speak about the different measures of faith, just like Brother Copeland said. And you know what I found so amazing is when he spoke about little faith, whenever he used that phrase, ye of little faith, it always was associated with fear.
Always.
Worry or fear.
Yeah.
So when we speak about it, when he spoke about the measure of faith, I don't believe that it so much was quantity as much as it was quality. Because every time faith is contaminated with fear, it mm-hmm. just reduces its power almost immediately. Mm. And so we find, and I'll give you examples. When Jesus spoke about this little faith, remember the disciples when that huge storm was there, they were all on the boat and they were terrified. They were terrified for their lives. And when Jesus stood up and, you know, his first reaction was, oh, ye of little faith.
That's right.
Because there was so much fear that contaminated their faith. The other time was when Peter was walking on the water, the most amazing experience I could just imagine anybody ever having, walking on the water with Jesus. But the moment, as we know the story, he took his focus off of the Lord and onto the circumstances
right.
around him. He got overcome and overwhelmed by fear and began to sink. But Jesus reached out, took his hand, pulled him up, and his words, oh, Peter, why do you doubt? Do you have little faith again? So again,
it's... He's the only one got out of the boat.
Exactly. Exactly. Absolutely. We will always give him credit for that. But then I find also in Matthew chapter 6, the same thing comes again when Jesus speaks about, you know, do not worry. Do not be fretful. Do not fear. And even in there, he speaks about don't be of little faith. So every time it's connected to worry, or doubt, mm-hmm. or fear. Mm-hmm. But when he speaks about great faith, it shows there's an instance of absolutely no doubt, no fear, completely persuaded, just like Abraham.
That's right.
And that happened, the centurion. Remember, Jesus' greatest day, I think, was in Matthew chapter 8. It was just one healing after the next, great miracles, just wonderful. But do you remember when the centurion came and said, oh, you know, my daughter is so sick, I need you to come. Please come to my house. And Jesus said, sure, I'm coming, because he's always willing, always willing. But do you remember what the centurion said? He said, no, you don't even have to do that. Just say the word.
Yeah.
Just speak the word. And I know she will be healed. And Jesus stopped everybody, turned around and said, I have never found anybody, in fact, in this whole area that has as great faith as this man. Why? Because there was no doubt. There was no questioning. There was no fear involved. He was literally speaking from the conviction of his heart. He believed. Mm. He believed. And so Jesus called him, oh, you of great faith. Now, the other time he used it, which really touched my heart, was with the Syrophoenician woman.
Mm-hmm.
Or she's also been known as the Canaanite woman. Just amazing. I believe she's in Matthew 14. And there again, you know, Jesus said to her, because she wanted her daughter to be healed because she was demon possessed. and kept on hurting herself. And I remember Jesus saying to her, well, it's not my time. It's not my time to heal you. This is for God's children first, the Israelites first. You're a Canaanite, if you paraphrase. And in fact, he insulted her and called her a dog, if I remember correctly. I'm thinking, wow, Jesus, you did that. But all he was doing was testing her to see how much she really was prepared to hold on to
who
she knew
at her.
He was. Amen.
Hang on just here.
Matthew 15.
Yeah, I will, but I'm going to look at something else here.
She's Matthew 15, yeah, 28.
Jesus said here, while the Pharisees were gathered together, Jesus asked them, saying, what think ye of Christ? Whose son is he? They said, son of David.
Yeah.
Mercy in Hebrew is chesed. It's a covenant word that means the greater in covenant becomes equal with the smaller. The greater brings the smaller up.
Wow.
Jehoshaphat inquired of the people. And they said, we'll put out singers. In front of the army. What were they crying in the King James? God is good, his mercy. God is good, his chesed endures forever. The moment they did that, then God moved and turned that whole army against itself because of chesed.
Come on, come on.
She shouted, son of David, son of David, have mercy on me.
Wow. That's awesome.
He finally had to do something.
Yes.
She stepped out of time and over into what he would eventually be.
Come on.
And there was no way. He just going to see how long. And the disciples came around and said, get her out of here. He wouldn't answer them either.
Wow.
He just kept on ignoring her. And finally, she called him Lord.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then he said, well, okay, son of David.
Right.
Do chesed for me.
Yeah, yeah.
Bartimaeus.
Yep.
Son of David.
Yeah.
Son of David. Mm. Do chesed for me.
Mm.
Mercy. That's Have mercy on me.
Right.
He stopped.
Yeah, yeah.
He recognized the covenant.
Covenant language. Yeah. Yeah. Amen.
Isn't that amazing?
That's incredible. Beautiful.
And that's the reason Cornelius got his attention.
That's right.
He's a soldier.
That's right.
And he said, one translation said, I am not important enough for you to come under my roof.
Mm.
You speak the word only.
Yeah.
And now you see something. Cornelius at the crucifixion said, this must have been the Son of God. And he kept praying.
Come on.
And an angel came. If you check that area out, right there, Caesarea, right there close, Pilate was from the same area. They were right there together. He was a garrison commander. Only one centurion in that whole area, and it's Cornelius.
Come on.
And the Lord picked him because of his giving.
Right, right.
Wow.
And the Lord said, you send, that angel said, you send for a man named Peter. I'm so impressed. You took this, the two of you, took this assignment from the Spirit of God. Totally, completely impossible. Can't do that. You've there's too many buildings here. This doesn't work. No. Come on, Andre, just forget this.
Right,
you can't
right,
put this together.
Right.
There's all this hodgepodge of buildings, and that doesn't work. Why don't you just behave yourself? Essentially, that's really what they were telling you, weren't they?
Correct. Every opportunity that the enemy had through people to be able to try and chisel away our faith, try and break down what we were believing, what God had shown us, was another way and another opportunity that they were trying to, can I use the word, in a sense, break us down, to cause us to stop believing.
Well, they thought they were doing you a favor because this is never going to work, and you're going to be disappointed.
Right.
Don't get your hopes up because they will be dashed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But that's what people do. Well, not all of them, but some.
Correct. And the thing that we have to learn, and that's where what Jenny was saying over here is so critical.
Don't be distracted.
You cannot allow yourself, when God gives you a word, when God speaks to you, you cannot allow yourself to be distracted.
Amen.
And you cannot allow yourself to listen to the voices in the wilderness. Mm-hmm. And those that have not heard from God, those that haven't got the clarity, those that haven't got the word on it, and that's the amazing thing about the word.
Yes, it is.
Once you've got the word on the inside of you,
thank you, Jesus.
You become a lion on the inside of you. You have to roar with faith.
Your
faith just has to come out of you in every area.
Whether it's
sickness over your body, or whether it's a lack of finances, or whether it's family dynamics, or problems that you're facing, or situations that come, or work environments, whatever. You've got to understand all of these things are trying to break you down. For what reason? To allow fear to come into the situation.
Yeah. Right.
That's why I wanted Jenny to share that. Because here's the key. When fear gets in, you move from a position of great faith into a position of little faith.
Compromise.
You compromise. Yeah. Your faith is, now it's the same faith. It's the same faith. But your faith is then officially contaminated.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
So what we have to do as children of God is we have to make sure our faith is never, ever contaminated.
And you know what? It's not even that you need the great quantity, because we've all been given the measure of faith. But Jesus said it just has to be as small as a mustard seed.
Yeah.
It's just little faith as long as it's uncontaminated faith.
And it can increase to great faith.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely.
And she proved that. Cornelius proved that.
Yes.
Come on.
Hallelujah.
And,
forgive me for interrupting you, Jenny.
Not
go ahead
at
and finish
all.
What you were saying.
Praise God.
I've noticed this going on 57 years now.
Yeah.
And I had wonderful training. Oral Roberts and Kenneth Hagin and T.L. Lowry and men like that and others. T.L. Osborne. And I've noticed this. There will come an opportunity to compromise it.
Yeah. Come on. That's right.
You're going to get the opportunity.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Brother Roberts preached on that on the fiery furnace when he preached on the fourth man.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
And he said, whatever you do, don't compromise your faith. He said, you bow, you burn. If you don't bow, you can't burn.
Hallelujah.
Come on.
You just, like Jenny's saying, you keep that faith on the line.
Right.
Yes.
And it'll just keep growing, and you go over there to the book of Luke, and you find out faith is your servant.
Yeah.
Amen.
Jesus said so.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Uh-oh. The sign went up.
Yes, sir.
We're out of time. Okay. Well, let's see. Oh, yeah. Hallelujah.
Come on.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. We'll be back in just a moment.
There are those who seem to have discovered the key to financial freedom. If abundant prosperity remains elusive to you, it's time to look again at what God says about giving and receiving. The Gift of Giving by Andre Raybert is a transformative journey into the heart of biblical generosity. uncover key truths from Scripture about giving, and dispel misconceptions surrounding principles of sowing and reaping. Your giving isn't just about what you offer, but the motive behind it. Learn how to release bold faith in receiving God's best for you through genuine, selfless giving. Debunk the myth that only anonymous or secret giving is blessed by God. Understand that giving with a pure heart is the true path to abundance. As you embrace the truths within this book, let the Holy Spirit work in your heart and witness a life overflowing with God's goodness and bountiful prosperity. You'll become a living testament to God's generosity, inspiring others and drawing them to a generous God who delights in blessing His people. Don't miss this amazing journey. Walk in the financial freedom God has for you. Get your copy of The Gift of Giving by Andre Raybert for only $7.99. Receive an in-depth look into how biblical generosity and giving lead to God's prosperity. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395 and get your book today. Offer good for 60 days. Outside the United States, shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
The Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast study notes will help you dive deeper into these powerful word-based teachings. Get all 5 days of notes at one time. Use them during the week for your personal study time. Download them free at kcm.org/notes. Create a special family devotional time to follow along with the notes as you watch the broadcast. Study the scriptures with your children and begin instilling God's word now. Use these notes to build your faith library and build up a heritage of faith.
Many years ago, this phrase just flowed out of my mouth. The word of the Lord came, and He said, "Fear tolerated is faith contaminated."
Come on.
You can't mix the two of them without diluting faith. And that's what the devil is out to do all the time. Uh-huh. And it is, you cannot tolerate that.
Amen.
In the name, I mean, just look it right flat in the face and say, "Take your hands off my body. It doesn't belong to you. It belongs to Jesus. Now get."
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And hey, you know what we're going to do tomorrow? We're going to take up right here.
Come on.
And just have a big time. So remember this. Always remember this. Get to where you just memorize it. You say it all the time that God loves you.
Yeah.
Say it. God loves me.
God loves me.
God loves you.
God loves you.
We love you.
Yes.
And Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God forevermore.
Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. Watch the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast free on kcm.org or KCM's Roku channel. If you would like a free copy of the broadcast to put into your faith library, you can download it on kcm.org or request it on DVD or CD. Keep your heart full of the Word of God and continue to grow in faith. Every believer has a voice, and it is the voice of victory.